Right now, Sam Skolnick with us, a senior reporter for Bloomberg Law on the Supreme Court. Sam, what's changed? We're like a week on, we're 2 weeks on. What's changed within the walls of the court?
So not much yet. But the story is that what we found is that this bombshell leak of this draft abortion opinion has sparked a debate among many SCOTUS watchers regarding they're asking now a question that really hasn't been at the forefront, which is that should there be changes to, in what some cases are years old or decades old, workflow habits of the court regarding its security measures to try to prevent a future leak like the one that really rocked the court last week.
Well, I mean, they're still using Quill in an ink pot, right?
I mean, it really is. Yeah, I mean, so it's an old-fashioned cloistered setup with justices at the helm, many of whom are frankly old-fashioned personally and resistant.
Watch it. Who are you talking to? Well, be careful.
But here's the thing. I mean, it's a serious matter when something like this leaks, and so the question is, are these types of procedures that they've had, that they've relied on for a while, admittedly, really kind of old, and you know, many are questioning their effectiveness regarding their using two concurrent computer systems. Everything is circulated in hard copy. What one colleague mentioned to me when we were first starting has been a SCOTUS watcher forever, meaning a Supreme Court watcher. And this was confirmed by the clerks that me and my colleagues spoke with, is that it really is unique. It's a very small environment there. It's sort of like a decentralized, as this person put it, 50 or so lawyer law firm that really hasn't changed its practices in like 50 years or more. And so, you know, what you have is you have formal communications between chambers still happening via paper circulation,
right,
of drafts or memos, as opposed to computers. Yeah.
Sam, explain to us just the process of how they're going to investigate the source of this leak and, you know, to what extent, if they do find the source of the leak, then what happens?
So right now, it's my understanding that Chief Justice John Roberts, along with the Marshal of the Court, their top internal security officer, have been conducting their own investigation. That is going to be for an indeterminate period of time. I don't think there's a set time limit. They want to find the culprit or culprits, plural, before they act. Then at that point, we didn't really get into the potential punishments, but, you know, I have read stories where Mitch McConnell and others on Capitol Hill have threatened possible law enforcement actions against whoever the leaker might be found to be, if it could be proven, at least internally, that it's happened there. Yeah.
Sam, thank you so much. Sam Skolnick, an update there on the justice system and the process of justice. Bloomberg Law senior reporter as well.